Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mer of Yisugiyana ben Chana, Maris Hena Miriam, Bas Chana, and Rav Zev Chaim ben Chayedel, Bracha ben Tzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeyam. We're going to be continuing our shiurim in the Shem Yishmur, in Parashas Bereishis, Dibur HaMaschil, B'Medrash Rabba. B'Medrash Rabba, Rabbanan Amru, Lan Kvodo Imo, V'Motzi Shabbos, Nitol Menu Zivo, V'Turado Migan Eden. And Adam HaRishon remained in Gan Eden until after Shabbos. He sinned on Friday, then he remained in Gan Eden until Motzei Shabbos. V'hikshiv yifei toar he'achlo chashish HaKadosh Baruch Hu pen yishlach yado v'yikach mi'etz ha'chaim b'Shabbos. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not concerned that Adam HaRishon would take from the etz ha'chaim and eat from it on Shabbos? And Hashem didn't want him to after he sinned. It was no longer it was against the will of Hashem to eat from the etz ha'chaim. So why was he not concerned that he was going to take from it on Shabbos when he remained in Gan Eden? How did he allow him to stay there? V'nira. Dehinei b'medrash, amar Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, ve'achalti ein k'siv kan ela ve'ochal. It says that my wife gave me nasna isha nasna imanet ve'ochal, and I will eat. So chazal ra'omiran in Lashon. Why does it say ve'ochal? It should say ve'ochalti. They say it doesn't say ve'ochalti, it's ve'ochal. Which means I ate and I'll eat again. I did it once and I'll do it again. As the other Maridan, that's what other Maridan said. Does that mean? Also says in the Medrash in Parashah Chof Aleph, that was Parashah Yates, Ve'ato. It says, Ve'ato pen yishlach yado. Now, lest he take his hand and he's going to send his hand and he's going to take from Eitzachayim, Chay La'olam. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him out. Chazal say that Ato is Lashon of Tshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu pasach pesel shel Tshuva. So you're doing Chazal. Ve'ain Ato Lashon Tshuva. Best time to do Tshuva is now. Ato means now. Atas Lashon Tshuva. Atam Hashem Lokech Shomei Machkim Lira. Tshuva. V'omer pen, v'ein pen el alav. And it says pen, I don't want him to be Shalech Yadav Lokech Meitachayim. But it seems that the Medrash is saying that v'ata he was Pasech HaPesach of Tshuva. And ata pen yishlach yado. Lakam etzachayim pen means no, lest, meaning Adam HaRishon was negative on the tshuva thing. So what's going on over here? Hashem opens him a pesach of tshuva and he says no. He says achalti va'ochalot. What's going on over here? Not only that, in Eruv and Adaf Yitchesam at Beis, Rabbi Meir says that Adam HaRishon was a big chassid, and when he saw that there was a gzeiras misa on him, which wasn't carried out immediately, he fasted for 130 years. I assume he fasted by day, by night. He separated from his wife for 130 years. And yet we saw in the Medrash that he rejected the tshuva. He wasn't interested in the tshuva. He said, "Achalti v'ochalot." So the Shem Yishmul explains that after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, nichnesu bo kochos chitzonim beruchos ros. That after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, these external powers of Ra entered into him. That this evil spirit entered him and he just had no choice. You know, there are people like that even today, that they sin. And there's just something that's, they don't have choice. They can't help themselves. So it's usher for a person to say that. A person has to say, I have choice. But Hashem knows that there are those people, those exceptions to the rule, that due to psychiatric reasons or other, they don't have a choice. And Adam HaRishon's reason was that he had a ruach ra, hayamuchach b'maisav, shekochas hachitzonim v'ruchas ra, shenichzabo shechuchu rachman al-tzlan. God should save us from such a thing. That way they don't know, he didn't have choice. So after he was expelled from Gan Eden, and he accepted his punishment, now the kochas hara were weakened, and he's no longer muchach b'maisav. And therefore Chazal say that he was a chassid gadol. When? After he was megurish migan Eden. After he was expelled from Gan Eden, and he could do tshuva. But the Medrash is talking about before he left Gan Eden, before the onesh was chal, and then he was living in the world of echreach, and therefore he said, achalti v'ochalot, I ate and I'll eat again. And in the tshuva, the Ata, Hashem opens the Pesach of tshuva, and he says, pen. Lav, pen is a lav, lest. He shemrulchem pen yiftel abavchem. No. Other Mishnah said, no, why not? Because he was muchuch b'maisiv. That's the mahalach of the Shem Yishmoel. Shem Yishmoel is always interesting. He always has great chedushim. Sometimes it's a shocker, there are other drachim to go, but always original, the Shem Yishmoel. And now we can also understand the lashon of ve'ata pen yishlach yado. Now he's going to send his hand. What does it mean he's going to send his hand? Just say he's going to eat from the Yitzchayim. Who cares how he gets the Yitzchayim? Now he's going to eat from the Yitzchayim. What does it mean? He's going to send his hand and eat from the Yitzchayim. So the Heilig of Kotzker, who's the grandfather of the Shem Yishmoel, right? The Kotzker's daughter married the Avnei Nezer, Sochet Shavu Rebbe. Sochet Shavu Rebbe's son was the Sochet Shavu Rebbe. That's what usually goes. Shem Yishmoel. So Shem Yishmoel's Zayde, his maternal grandfather, was the Heilig of Kotzker. So the Kotzker said famously on Avram Avinu that the pasuk says Vayishlach Yado Vayikach Samachelis. What do you mean Vayishlach Yado? He sent his hand and he took the knife to sacrifice Yitzchak. What does it mean Vayishlach Yado? And the answer is the Evarim of Avram Avinu automatically were drawn to do a Dvar Mitzvah, like it says about David HaMelech, Chishavti Drochai. He says about himself, Vashiv Raglai Leidosecho, that I thought my ways and I brought my legs to your statutes. Amar David, Ribbono Shel Olam, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Yisim Chashe, V'Yom L'Makom Ploni Lod, Zira Ploni Sani Holech, V'Yirag Lai Mevios Osi, L'Bate Kinesi Osi, L'Bate Midrash. Every day I had plans. I was going to go here, I was going to go there. I always ended up in Shul and in the Beis Medrash. Oksi, Kosev Bimri Yosher, Aperish, Afil B'li Kavano, B'li Machshav. It was even without thinking he did this. V'Yashayach, Lashin Shlichos Yad, B'Dvar Mitzvah, Am Ravino. So David HaMelech automatically went to the right places to do the holy thing. So Avraham Avinu also, it was automatically, he was going to do the right thing. The only problem was that the emes was that Hashem didn't really want him to shecht the Yitzchak. So his body was fighting against it. It was naturally, it was in the default of doing what Hashem wants, which is not to sacrifice him. So by Yishlach Yodo, he had to actively send his hand, he had to fight against the natural inclination of his body, which is completely aligned with the Ratzon of Hashem, to take that knife. Ad kan torif divrei HaKotzker. And now, says the Einikel, Heilig Hashem Yishmiel, today we have, if you go to Beit Vegan, you can meet the Einikel of the Shem Yishmiel, the Rebbe, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe in Beit Vegan. So once at a Simcha, and I saw his sons, he's such a sisa kinderlach, with blonde hair and shine a pie, gekreisel the pious, the Curly Pais, very, very sweet looking Hasidisha kids. That was already years ago. Now they're probably much older. Not probably, definitely. Any case, Pen Yishlach Yodu du mitzad atzmaloya roitze bezev, lohaisa yodanim shechz ledvar Israel shemuchruch. Pen Yishlach Yodu, the hand's going to be sent. Meaning the other Rishon naturally wouldn't have. But he's going to send his hand because he has no choice. He's just going to be forced to do this. That's why it's called Shlichus Yad. And now we also understand we can answer the kash of the Yafei Torah. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Choshesh that he would take on Shabbos. Why? Because since the whole vort was that Adam Rishon was overtaken according to the Shem Yishmoel by Korach HaTzachitzonim, but on Shabbos, Shteit in Zohar, the Korach HaTzachitzonim are weakened, the Kulu Arkin Visabrumine, they all go away, all the evil. Yivu kochas go away on Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos no problem. He himself, mitzar atzmo, he doesn't want to take from the Yitzchayim. Hashem doesn't want him, so he's not going to take. But the kochas achitzonim are going to make him do it. But not on Shabbos, nothing to worry about. Ad kan dvarav, this shtickle. Next shtickle, vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim b'shalich bagan l'ruach hayomi. Pashle saksuvim nirat. Shalichas Hashem Yisbarach began lohaisa letzarech Adam Rishon v'chav ledabri lehem alonsha. Achzeh derech agav. Doesn't sound like God actually was coming to speak to them. It just says they heard the voice of God. Mishalich began the ruach hayom. It was just going in the gan in the spirit of the day. But it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had any specific intention to speak to them. He just happened to be there. It says, Vayischabi Adam Vishnu Pnei Hashem Elokim B'Seich Hagan. Then Hashem calls out to them. What's pshat that it didn't look like he was actually going to speak to them and to go to punish them? Looks like it was just Derech Agav. He happened to be in the Gan, and then everything started, and they hid, and then he gave them the punishment. So the ruach is the spirit. The spirit is what your desire is. Ishesher ruach bo. It says about Yahushua that he knows to go with the spirit of every person. You go, what everybody wants. So when it says the ruach hayom, the ratzon hayom, he wanted to do the things that were desired for that day, like in the other days of creation, like he did before they sinned. Ad kan divrei asforno. Medrash Rabba, Parashiyates, mishalich mahalich seven and kan elam mishalich mekapei to the old. It doesn't say mahalich, he was walking. Mishalech, which is like reflexive, he was jumping and going. Iker shchina betachtonim, haisa. So it's reflexive. Because of Adam Rishon's sin, even though the Iker Shechina was in the Techton, was in the lower world, because of the sin of Adam Rishon, it went up to the Rakia, Rishon. Nami Mash Meshadibul Adam Rishon B'chava Haya Derech Agav. It's also mashma. It was derech agav. The shechina, it was mishalech, it was leaving, it was going up to the rakia rishon. And then, ayischabe, and then they started the conversation. But why would it be? Why would the whole punishment be derech agav? Shouldn't it be like mechuvin? Like, oh, I want to punish you? And the answer is a big yisod in onshei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Onshim are not for the sake of onshim. Onshim are tikkunim. Sherotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu aidei ze lehalosim lemadrigosim harishona aidei shekablu onshim lezakachom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to fix them, and he wanted to fix them by giving them this decree. He wanted to raise them. That's what the punishment was about. But it wasn't like he was going to punish. So if they are not going to have their own Isaurus, Hashem is not going to look for tikkunim. In other words, our job is to get the tikkunim, like he says, the Moshe Mashiach, we're going to have our tikkun. But here, he was waiting for them to have their own Isaurus. And therefore, it was mishalech. He wasn't intending to punish. He wants to fix them. But if they don't have their own asaurus to be fixed, so then he's not interested. Shem's not interested. But after they hid, achlachar sheschabu, uboshu ba'atzma machem schetom. And it says in Chazal, kolosa dvar aveir mizbayish po mochum lo kol avonosov, av shat lo yisa tshuva, av lo panam yisa gram shetovu aydez esaurus rachem l'mal l'chapis tikkunim avur. The Shem Yishmuel, again, very original. He says that this whole hiding was a good thing. We always think they were hiding from Hashem, you know, like going away. You can't hide from Hashem. What sort of games are they playing? No. I mean, some people think of it that way in a negative sense. But the Shem Yishmuel says it's very good that they were hiding. You know why? Because hiding means they were embarrassed from their sin. And once they're embarrassed from their sin, that's the opening. Because it says in the Gemara in Brachas, that if a person does an Aveira and he's Mizbayish, Mochum lo kol v'nosev. So it wasn't tshuva, it wasn't actual tshuva, Zelo, but it was his Oris. Once Hashem saw the his Oris, he said, yes, Mekin Redden, now we can speak about it. And then he gives them their tikkun. But until they had this Oris of hiding and realizing their sin, Ein al mal daber, which is the biggest sodna, but it's Hashem. A person has to have self awareness and know what he's done. And then Hashem says, oh, you know what you did? Now we can talk tikkun. Tikkun is otiyot nituk. Nituk means detached. Tikkun means to fix. Whenever we have a nituk from Hashem, we need to make the tikkun. Nituk from other people, we need to make the tikkun. It's our job in this world. Shtek pasuk, next shtikel, v'noach matzachein b'enei Hashem, b'medrash rabo, ki nichamti ki yasisim v'noach, afilu noach sh'neshtayir mehem, lo'yekedayel sh'matzachein b'enei Hashem. It says that Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. And the Medrash says that Hashem says, I regretted making man and Noach. They read the Pasuk. The Pasuk read Pashut that I regret making everybody else and Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. But the Medrash reads it. Not only did I regret everybody else, I even regretted Noach. Just Noach was Motzachein b'nei Hashem. So because he had that special charm in the eyes of Hashem, Hashem saved him. Lahavin heyach shayach lomar sheino kedayat shenichem Hashem yitzbaruch gam olav v'lo tor meid olav tzadik tamim hayu. How can this be that he wasn't kedai until HaKadosh Baruch Hu even regretted having created him? Torah says he was each tzadik tamim hayu b'daraisav. He was a great tzadik. It would have been greater in Dvar of Jain and Avram. What wouldn't have been? But he was a tzadik. The pasuk says. No, Elo Tolos Noach. No, Ach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayah B'Darasav. So, we're talking about a tzadik. How could Hashem regret having made him? When Medrash Rabba Ta'abe Dovrei Kozov, I really think it's a kriya gedola for Yidden. Learn Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Musa, to learn Medrash. You see, although everything they're coming, they're going back to the Medrash. Yeah, they quote the Chassidus, they quote the Ramban, and this foreigner we saw before. But Midrashim. I never explained, by the way, this foreigner that we quoted in the previous piece. Then, what does it mean? The Ruach Hayom, the Ratzon Hayom. Lasos dvarim anirtzim b'osu yom. In other words, he wasn't coming to punish him. That was the point of the kasha that he wanted to present. Also, the medrash mishalich mahalich enksiv kan mishalich. Just derech agav. He was going to the ratzon him, the ruach him, the ratzon him wanted to do good things that day, but not to punish other marisha. But it comes out taka was he ended up doing ratzon him. He ended up doing good things that day. He gave the mistika. Anyway, back to where we are. So the Heilige Hashem Yishmo quotes the Medrash. Ta'abe derbe kozov. Medabe redor amabu. So he's going to destroy those speakers of falsehood. That's talking about the Dor HaMabu. Yisayv Hashem, the Pasuk says, that God is, they are abominable to Hashem. Shenem lo chayim v'lo nidonim. Vanika asher asu ken asisi ma b'ni l'beinam. Other Mauritian says, what's the difference between me and them? What's the difference between me and them? You just did me a favor. And you said, go into the Teva. You and your family. But there's not really no difference. We want to understand what's going on over here. Well, Noach was a great guy, right? What's this all? There's no difference between him and the Dor HaMabul. So answers the Rebbe that Be'emes Kol Echod Ve'Echod Lufi Ma'ilis Nafsho Lufi Achanosu Mitoldoso Ulufi Ma'ashe Sipek Biyodo Laso Sutzorach Laharbis Bavoy Desesha. Everybody and their Lufi their Ma'ilis Nafsho, see their preparation from their toloda, where they were created, everybody with their kishronos, their abilities, with their talents, with their personality traits, has to be marbe v'avodas Hashem. Chazal say, pasuk v'sivav nisar ha'meoid, Kadosh Baruch Hu, medakdek im svivav v'chut ha'sayra. Svivav, those around him, nisar ha'meoid, v'chut ha'sayra, like a hair's breadth. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very medakdek if you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Noach had gehat a hoicha hoicha neshama. Noach had a very elevated neshama. Noach was on a very, very high level. So he had a good hachana mitolada. And not only did he have a good, was he naturally on a high madrega, but God was helping him. As Elokim Salech Noach, the Medrash says that God was with him. Sada Latamcho. As Elokim, he was walking with God. And Noach said, listen, if I'm so gifted, if I'm so spiritual, if I'm so holy, and I'm not fulfilling my task, I'm not reaching my potential, I'm like everybody else. You're right, they were worse. If you would have seen with your eyes, you would have said they're doing much worse. But Noach said, but with given my capacity, my capability, my natural talents, should be much better. So he was kimakatze bravo, there was smar mer ba'atzmo azois. And he said, what you guys did, I did also. He didn't see any difference, but he was so hard on himself, he didn't cut himself any slack. He said, what you guys did, I'm also doing. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Givaldik. That's exactly why he was Motzei Chen Beini Hashem. Because he was so hard on himself. Because he realized that he just had such a greater responsibility. And that's what it means. Loya Kedai. It wasn't Kedai to save him because he wasn't living up to his potential. It's also true as a Tzadik Tamim. He was a Tzadik Tamim objectively. He wasn't living up to his potential subjectively. He didn't see any difference between himself and them because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. Just Noah found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Why? Hagufa. Because he realized what his responsibility was, how much he has to serve Hashem. Zohar says, V'nei Noach u'shabbis, u'shabbis yochol kol adam lagia, Tzasling in Zai de Shieda Odom Shen Okidai, who Rochok Mod Mishabis, Fimalis Nafsho, Fimalis Shabis, I de Zeuchol and Sechen, Kamoinoch Motzechen Bene, Hashem, Ali de Zeba Hovein Hatev. So the Torahs of the Rebbe's Roy said on Shabbos, so that's one of the main reasons that they always bring Shabbos, and it's Shabbos. Besides that, Shabbos has to be the Yisod of Avodas Hashem, Shabbos is Tachas Maisa Bereshis. So since Noach, as I'll say, is Shabbos, Memela, every Shabbos we can come to this. But every Shabbos we have to realize that we're just not reaching our potential. And we're not living Shabbos the way Shabbos is supposed to be. And because of that, we'll be Motzei Chen Beinei Hashem. Not that it should bring a person to a place of depression. It should bring a person to a place of kisufin. That a person has this pining, this yearning to be close to Hashem and to live the life he's supposed to live. And that's the avod of Shabbos. The vote of all week long, but particularly on Shabbos, you see how high and holy Shabbos is. Shabbos is a mikdash in time, as the Ramban says. So who's zoiche? He's zoiche to be in the base of mikdash. And pashut. So a person realizes on Shabbos how far away they are. On Shabbos, a person's thinking about his stocks and about his bank account and about his emails and about his iPhone, and he realizes, where am I? Where am I holding? I can't even live Shabbos for 25 hours. I have to always be somewhere else. And then he's mismar mer, he feels this bitterness. Hashem says, you find favor in my eyes. That's the avoda. Baruch Hashem. We learned not only in Parshas Bereishis B'Kedushim, but in Avodas Hashem also. That Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us tikkunim. First we have to have a service. Self-awareness, tshuva, and we don't actually do tshuva just to realize what we did, and also to know that based on our potential we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. There's so much more we could do. We say in Slichas, Ashamnu mikol am, boshnu mikol dor, that we're more guilty than any other nation. We're embarrassed from all the generations. What do you mean we're more guilty than any other nation? Shamna Mikolam. Worse than the Yishmaelim? We're busy yesterday throwing Molotov cocktails and trying to kill people. What do you mean Boshna Mikolam? What do you mean Ashamna Mikolam? The answer is because of Boshem Mikol Dor. Because look at who our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers. And then you see where we're holding. It's the same vort with Noah. Of course we're better than the other nations, usually. But when you look at where we came from, so much more is expected of us. So yeah, Noah was greater than everybody else. But based on his high neshama and his talent that he was given, and his elevated, lofty level of spirituality, he was like them, in the sense that he was also doing wrong, subjectively, based on his potential. So we should be zochet to live up to our avos and imos, and think of their mesiras nefesh, that all of them, if you're listening to this, you have parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, down the line, there were a lot of people who sacrificed a lot to remain a religious Jew. So we should be zochah. We don't have to sacrifice like they did. We have freedom of religion. We're financially better off, and we're living more comfortably than everybody else was in the history of the world. But that requires more of us. Now it's so easy to learn. Everything is translated into English, and with elucidations and shiurim galore, chsav bal peh, computer, an iPhone, iPads, iPods. Everywhere you go, it's easy to learn today. So we just have to take advantage, but we have a lot of responsibility. Okay. Shvizach lilmod ulami lishmer v'lasu l'kaim is kol divrei sam terasa b'hava amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.